Hey, it's Steve Oremski from Dynasty League Football. How are you?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. I appreciate you taking out the time and chatting with me here today.
Oh, it's no problem at all, man. No problem at all.
So how's everything going? How's the offseason treating you?
Oh, it's cool, man. You know, I got a chance to go down south and visit with family and stuff, and now I'm back up in Jersey and just started my individual training, and so it's kind of intense, but, you know, getting adjusted back to it.
It's got to be a heck of a lot different than last year, right? When you were at this time last year going through the pre-draft NFL process and a little bit less stressful.
Yeah, man, it's a lot less stressful.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about your rookie season. You know, you started three games mid-season when Bart Scott was out from weeks 7 through 10, and it looked like you may be starting to assume a starting role there. During that time, you had most of your tackles. You had like 15 of your 27 or so. Soon after, your snaps were cut back when Bart returned. Overall, how would you evaluate your rookie season?
I mean, I'm a very harsh critic of myself, it definitely didn't turn out as good as it could have in my opinion. But I think there were a lot of pluses and a lot of things that I could build off of going into this next season. I'm definitely happy about all the things that I learned about the game, things that I can apply going into this upcoming season. I'm definitely anxious to be able to get back and, you know, utilize some of those things that I learned and put those things into action. But like I said, I think it could have went a lot better from my point of view. And so you always want to be like that. And so I think it was a good season, but not to the standards that I wanted it to be.
So what do you think specifically? I mean, you look at, you know, you played pretty well against the Patriots and Dolphins, and you played almost every snap at that point. And then you look at your game against the Seahawks, which is the next game. You seem to play fewer snaps, but you did seem to struggle a bit there, particularly in coverage as well. I mean, is coverage a thing? Is it multiple things? I'm just curious what you think could have gone better and what you need to improve on there.
I'm looking to improve on all areas. Just from a mental standpoint, first of all, definitely lowering the mental mistakes being made, minimizing the mistakes, and then I definitely want to increase my coverage skills, which I know I could perform on the, when it comes to coverage. I can perform a lot better than I did when it comes to man-to-man and zone coverage and things like that. And then I definitely want to increase my pass rushing abilities, which, I mean, like I say, I know I can do those things, but I want to be able to show them on a consistent basis.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that out at Alabama State you were given quite a bit of freedom to make plays? And obviously the NFL, so it becomes a lot more of a, you know, technique at the next level. Has that contributed at all to your transition here and your learning curve?
No. I feel like we have a lot of freedom in our defense to go and make plays. It's never about the system limiting you in making plays. It's just about having a certain comfort level on the field. You know, when you're out there learning a lot, you know, it tends to cause you to think a lot, which isn't necessarily good for performance in a game that goes so fast, because the unconscious mind moves a lot faster than the conscious mind, and so you just need to be able to go out there, relax, and play. And so I think what happens in college, I remember being kind of in the same situation. In my first years on the field, I'd be out there doing a lot of thinking, which I performed good and performed decent, but it wasn't up to the standards that I knew I could perform at. And it was mainly because of the thinking aspect. As you're learning a lot, you're starting to see a lot of things for the first time, and so you're trying to learn and apply those things at the same time. And so with comfort on the field comes relaxation, and with relaxation comes your best performance. And so I'm just looking forward to being able to go out there next year with total confidence when I step on the field.
So do you feel like you're at the point at this point where you're really not going to be thinking as much when you step on the field after you go through, obviously, the OTAs, training camp, et cetera, and you have a year under your belt? Do you feel like you're at that point where you don't have to think as much and you can just let your natural ability take you where you need to go?
Yeah. Like I said, last year was a learning year. This year is going to be a playing year, and so you know the game now. You know what to expect. know all those things. And so it's just about stepping on the field and letting your game speak for itself.
And then specifically in 2013, obviously, you know, Bart Scott was released. Rex talked about earlier this week that you're set to assume a starting role next to David Harris on the weak side, inside. Are you prepared for that?
I mean, you don't know until you get out there. In my mind, I say I'm prepared. I'm always willing to take on the biggest challenge. And so that's something that I look forward to in going out there and showing. I mean, it ain't nothing that you can just say, oh, yeah, I'm prepared, I'm going to show it. You just have to let your game speak for itself.
And then what about your specific role? I mean, Rex mentioned that you'll be playing the Will. When I spoke to Bart previously, he always talked about, you know, he played the Jack role, right? He was basically clearing the way. He was clearing the way for other guys to make plays. Do you have any idea of what your specific role will be?
In our system, which I don't know all the changes they'll make to the defense, but if we run the pretty much same system like running last year, it's just a second inside linebacker. You're rolling with two inside linebackers. And so you have two outside linebackers and two inside. And so it's really like having two mics.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was interesting because whenever Rex previously referred to Bart, and even when I spoke to Bart himself, he always referred to his role as the Jack role. And he always talked about how he was just clean. He was like basically the trash man. He was, you know, hitting the bubble. He was hitting the uncovered linemen, and he was taking out guys so other guys could make plays. But it sounds like what you're saying is more – sounds like what you're saying is more of it may be you and David attacking the line together as opposed to a trash man role for you.
Yeah, I mean the inside linebacker has to play. It's almost like mirror jobs. You may from Bart's perspective, yeah, he can seem like that sometimes that you're the one who's taking on a lot of trash. It just depends on which side the play comes. If play goes left, then David is taking on the trash and clearing the way for me as the backside linebacker. If the play goes my way, I'm taking on the garbage and the trash, clearing the way so he can make the tackle. It just depends on how the play goes.
So you really don't anticipate any scheme change or anything between you and David in the middle. You think, you know, you'll jump in there into Bart's role.
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than the role I was playing last year, unless, like I say, there are scheme changes that happen, like, and I'm a player, not a coach, so I don't know what all things we'll be doing different, or we'll just be one up in what we did last year. But, I played the wheel position last year, and so when I was playing against the Patriots, when I was playing against the Seahawks, as you referred to earlier, those games I was playing the wheel. So the same thing that I was doing in that role, just to be doing now, just at a high level in a different amount of snaps.
Okay. Now, you played a decent amount of snaps in coverage and passing situations in your rookie year as well. You're obviously an athletic and you're a fluid guy in the field. You have the ability to cover running backs, tight ends. You even can cover receivers out of the slot. Do you think you can be an every-down linebacker in this league?
That's what I like. That's what I like to think of myself as an every-down player, not as a sub-package player. But, I mean, you always want to do what it takes. It's all about the team first and then about yourself. But I think of myself as an every down player, being able to go in and stop the run, and then on third down, being able to put pressure on the quarterback or drop back into coverage.
And you're obviously a favorite of Rex. I mean, he raved about you post-draft, comparing you to Ray Lewis. He just continues to rave about you. Does that put any pressure on you to succeed?
Oh, no, man. I like Rex. He's a great coach, and we're forming a pretty good relationship. And I understand where he's coming from when he says the things that he says. And so, like he talked about my leadership potentials and things like that. So he understands that when it's time for me to lead, he doesn't have to worry about me stepping up and into that role. It doesn't put any pressure on me because no person can put more pressure on me than I put on myself. Like I say, I criticize myself a lot harder than anybody else can. So in my mind, I'm always chasing after the greatness inside of me to be the best player that I can be, to get as much better every day as I can. And so that's my ultimate goal. So it's not necessarily any kind of pressure coming from my coach onto me if it wasn't already there for myself.
the Jets defense is obviously going to look a little different in 2013 with some of the turnover that's happening on the team with the release of Calvin, Bart, the release of Bart that we talked about. Anyone in particular that you think needs to step on in the defense and fill some of these voids that seem like they're being created here?
Man, I don't always look outside of the box. I'm always looking inside of the box to myself, like, what can I do better? And so for me to be able to go in and step in and be a consistent and dependable player, that's what I'm trying to show this year, that they can count on me on every down that they need me on the field. And so that's the main thing I'm worried about. So as far as it, a void, you just you're looking to move me into a position to replace a linebacker and fill that void, so I have to take care of my business first. So I'm one of those boys that are being filled, and so I have to be able to go out and show that I can be a consistent and dependable player on every down.
And what about what you bring to this defense? I mean, you're a super explosive guy. We talked about your athleticism previously, and you talked about your leadership, et cetera. What do you think the best quality that you bring to this defense?
I don't know. I've been blessed to have a lot of different attributes, and everybody sees something different in my game. Everybody takes a different part. I just go out and try to play as best I can. I don't necessarily think about what areas is the strength and what areas is the weakness, except when I'm training, I'm trying to make my weaknesses my strength. But other than that, I'm just trying to go out and make plays.
And then finally, when you look towards 2013, you know, what you picked up throughout your rookie year and having the year under your belt at this point, can 2013 be a breakout season for you?
I think it'll be. I can think it'll be a huge year for me. It just all depends on me and whatever the Lord has in store.
Very good, DeMar. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and I look forward to seeing you out in the field a little bit more come your second season here.
All right, man. I appreciate you.